This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hello, I've got the checkered flag in one hand. Get the microphone. God dang it, I'm waving the checkered flag into the silver microphone. Hey, yes, we win! Well, someone did win the Indianapolis 500 along with the other two races that are on there. Happening today, live. I've got so much excitement and energy because of that. I love auto racing. I love to see, well, what they're doing. Because what they do on the racetrack on a Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, they bring eventually to the showroom on a Monday. And you and I will receive one of the safest, fastest, cornering, best braking car there is. And probably even better paint, too. Anyway, welcome back in to Auto World. This is an hour of, well, Auto World. It's America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. You're listening, and I appreciate you listening. I want to do a little shout-out first this hour for one of our great Auto World radio affiliates, AM and FM, there in Ocala. We have Sonny that was just on the last hour giving us a little Auto World tip, and I want to do a shout-out, too. Our WOCA, that is AM 1370, and also 96.3 FM right down there in Ocala, Silvery Springs Shores, Citrus Springs, Florida. Thank you, Sonny, and thank you, WOCA, for taking on the world and making it happen. Love to be down there in Florida and helping everybody. And thanks, Sonny. I appreciate you always tuning in and giving us your advice on everything. So today on Auto World, on this hour of Auto World, now we're going to talk a little bit about Carolina. What? Oh, yeah. Coming up, the Carolina Squat. We'll find out what that's at. What is it? Later. Have you ever pictured money in a pile? How about $4.3 billion right next to $5.5 billion? How tall would that pile be? Or how wide, I don't know. We're going to talk about that this hour. Also, again, we're going to go up the list. That's right, up the list on this hour. I have for you the safest cars for your teenage driver right here on Auto World. So we're going to go up the list. And then on the third hour, the next hour, you're going to hear number two and number one spot for the best. But we're going to give you the list from Consumer Reports, period. They've done their reporting. They've done their testing. They have it. I get asked, in fact, I get asked all the time, I've got two cars here that's going to be available, I don't own them, they're clients, customers that we work on their automobiles, they say, hey, I want to get a different car from a teenager, can we get rid of this one, can you help me? What is an easy way to selling cars? What is the best way to selling cars? What's a good way of buying cars? What kind of questions should I ask when I buy a car? All those type of questions is why you're tuning into Auto World. I've been behind the microphone since 1992, silver microphone that is, and I've been in the automotive garage for now 47 plus years. I'm an ASE certified master technician. That means that I've been, well, certified, I've paid to take the ASE tests and to be able to get certified to work on the front bumper all the way to the back of your bumper, which there's no more bumpers on your car, so let's just say from the headlight to the taillight anymore. And yeah, I absolutely don't know anything yet. After 47 plus years, it's amazing. I continuously read and write constantly because the cars keep changing, like literally it seems like every quarter, every 3 months they keep changing. You help me with this, and I appreciate that. That means there's, you know, two heads are better than one. And so we all learn. But remember, a little Auto World tip for you. Remember that age means a lot when it comes to repair of a car. A gentleman like myself that's been in the repair shop, that's listened to my clients tell me their problems, their challenges they've been having with their automobiles, I've heard the noise. Just like Sonny was said, he put STP fuel injector cleaner in and got rid of the tick. The noises is what comes into a repair shop. The smells is what comes into a repair shop. The funny way the car or truck goes to the right comes in. It's all about help. We need help. And so the older the technician, that technician's already been there and done that. So especially on certain makes and models, and that's the person you want to ask, what brand, make, model he or she would recommend. Because I can point out quite a few makes and models that you don't want. Why? Because they've been in the shop so many times for the same thing. I don't want you to buy one. It costs you money. And I want to save you money. That's why you're listening. Just tune in to have fun, save you money, and of course walk away and understand what a Carolina squat is. Okay, let's do it. We got trivia coming up. We're going to go into the email bag. As soon as, well, stepping in this week, Eddie, the engine emailer, is out of the house because he's on vacation, but we have my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? Yes, he's sitting to the left of me with the email bag. So we're going to go in the email bag here in a little bit whenever he blows his horn. But first off, got key? Huh? Yeah. Well, somebody did have a key. A woman causes over $500,000 in damages after keying over 400 vehicles at car dealerships. Yep, a pair of Canadian car dealerships in British Columbia are investigating an incident that, well, were unknown, with an unknown woman was spotted on a security camera and keying many vehicles on their lot. That was a report by the USA Today. Authorities believe this same woman was vandalizing over 400 vehicles at multiple dealerships over the course of 4 months. No one caught her. 4 months of keying, resulting in over $500,000 worth of damage. Yep, well, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, they received reports of a mass key car keying incidents since January of 2023, first of the year. And they're on the search for the individual responsible for both the Journey Chrysler Jeep and Dodge and Ram dealerships there, Journey approved dealerships. They were both victims of having inventory keyed by the women and less than a mile from each other, keying all the way down the road. Well, their cameras, they had video, so they, of course, gave it to the police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police there, and they finally caught her, and a lot of them were, you know, keyed, and they had to need some names of the cars and make some models to get them fixed by insurance companies, and finally they all got them all fixed. But this lady will not tell you her name to protect the guilty. But yes, she was caught keying, finally, 400 vehicles at dealerships. No reason why. We never did get the report on, well, $500,000 worth, but I don't think she might have. I don't think she was happy with the price she was paying for a car, maybe, huh? Oh, boy. So, is that that might be the reason they went to push button to start your car. No more key. But where's my key fob? Who cares, Willie? Have you seen my key fob? I don't know where it's at. Key fob. Where's that? Oh, there it is. See, push button start means you can't key anybody's vehicle. Oh, wait a minute. That key fob's pretty hard, isn't it? But it's probably a little bit harder to key a car. Yeah. You know, it's just like the old hood ornaments. The kids went around. No, I never stole a hood ornament. But the kids went around and grabbed your hood ornament and started collecting them. So the car manufacturer stated back in the day, no more hood ornament. We're out of here. No more. We're going to have trivia for you all through the hour. Also, we're going to go to the email bag after the break, but here's a little trivia for you. In 1924, the Chrysler 6 Phaeton debuts in a hotel lobby near the annual New York Auto Show back in that day, in 1924. They sell those cars back in 1924. They sold 32,000 of them the first year, making it the largest selling new car in history. Up to that time, 32,000 units back in 1924, the Chrysler 6 Phaeton debuts in a hotel lobby. Didn't even have to go to the New York Auto Show. That's what I'm talking about. Woo. Once you have something that looks good, let the car sell itself. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the race car studio in the Auto World Plaza. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
here with you today, folks. Honored to be here. Sitting in the race car studio, a little smell of fuel, and we got, of course, the uniform smell. You know, sweat of the uniform. The pit crew here is doing quite well. My customer care expert, who cares? Willie's in the house. You should have got another uniform on the break there, Willie. You're starting to stink like a race car uniform. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World, 855-660-4261. In the race car studio we are, right down the hall from the Greasy Garage studio, right here in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. Where, in fact, it looks like the microphone temperature looks like it's about 105 right now, and it looks like the race car seat that I'm sitting on, we're at 122 degrees there on the butt cushion. Oh, my gosh, the racetrack is getting warm. Good to have you along. First and foremost, I got a little trivia. Let's do this trivia question for you, and then got something for you. This trivia question, first off, real simple one. Name one thing, one item, one thing these cars do not have. The Indy car does not have it. The Formula One car does not have it. And the NASCAR does not have one. One thing. 855-660-4261. Email is always good at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you for following me on Facebook. You can get me on Facebook Messaging. Absolutely. Instagram. Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. And, of course, we always have the Auto World Radio Facebook page rocking and rolling and up. Go over and head out and take a look at the photos there. Instagram is Auto World Media. Also, I'm on the LinkedIn podcast. Google Auto World Mark Evans. Good to have you do that. And thank you for all your great positive comments throughout the week. Look forward to your emails, of course, throughout the week and right now. And for you folks listening on a delayed station and all, and you're trying to call in at this time, you're listening on to Auto World at a different time or a slot, remember that the email's always good, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I do want you to answer the trivia questions whenever I ask you to, no matter if you're delayed or not, because you're going to get a great little detail bag too, which means that your car is going to look good inside and outside and smell good. In fact, the Meguiar's Carpet Odor Eliminator, you have carpet in your car, I know you do, and you will not believe... Well, Sonny might, because Sonny's buying Sonny's Barbecue right there in Ocala, Florida. You don't spill anything on your cover, but it absorbs all the odors. And this Meguiar's Odor Eliminator gets rid of all the odors. You really do want your car to smell fresh, don't you? I know you do. I also have some Mother's for you. Mother's Clay Bar System. Oh, yeah, that gets the scratches out. A soap bar. Well, it's kind of like a soap bar for your body, but it's for the body on your car. Got that in there. Got some wash drops. Got some STP in there for you. Solution Finish. That's a product that makes all the plastic black look good on your automobile, which I like. And it's not only, you know, not folks, it's not only for the look, but you want to preserve the product that's on your car so you can get good resale value out of it, too. So you don't really want to. The better your car looks, the more money you're going to get out of a resale. I know you're not thinking about selling it, but right now, but at that time when you do go to resell it, you want all the black looking good. Yeah, even your wiper arms. Even your wiper arms need to be looking black. Oh, yeah, those are hidden underneath the grill there, underneath your hood. Okay, they're still going to look at it. When's the last time you actually replaced your wiper blades? It's not raining, Mark. I know, but that day that it does rain, or you get up in the moist winter time of the year and you need to wipe the moisture off of your windshield. Okay, what brand, you say? Well, you've got a whole bunch of them out there, but... two names. You got Bosch and Michelin wiper blades, hands down, period. The more you spend on wiper blades, you have Trico, you got Anco. Hey, they're okay. They're okay. They're good. Okay. You have the brand name of the private brand name labels of, like, Duralast would be AutoZone, O'Reilly's has theirs, Advanced Auto Parts has theirs. Hey, they're good. They're good, but they're not going to last as long as a Bosch. Or Michelin. So anyway, there you go. Now, here on Auto World, I got a little comment, quite a few comments about the AM radio going bye-bye. Is it? Well, no. A bipartisan bill would require automakers to keep AM radio in their cars. This just came down this last week, a digital streaming service. Keep coming in. Of course, people, you know, thinking about dial in and own their own cell phones and all that, listen to what they want. But here's what happened. In fact, manufacturers, They're talking about, here's just a few of the manufacturers, Ford, BMW, Volkswagen, and Tesla have announced that they would be discontinuing AM radio in their future vehicles. However, the lawmakers said, no way, it's not going to happen. The AM radio is going to stay. The bipartisan bill that would require automakers to include the technology need for new vehicles to pick up AM frequencies. If this bill passes, it looks like it's going to, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, will enforce this mandate. Period. This would mean that the automaker would pay for the technology to add AM radios into their cars. They have to pay for it, and they're going to do it. They're going to have to do it. Rather than change customers separate, charge you separately, that's what they were trying to do, is charge you to have it. So this bipartisan bill is good for all of us that support it. Absolutely, thank you for supporting AM radio and FM too. And this means that we're going to end up with AM radio, and we're not going to get charged for it. What's your feelings? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Again, Auto World Radio. One word. Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. With that, I've got a... see if I can see. Yeah, I got it. So I've got a email here. Fresh. So let's do it. Fresh right off the press, meaning email-wise, at autoworldradio at yahoo.com. And this is from out there in Redding, California. Cool. Awesome. Let me get right to it here. It says, happy Memorial Day weekend to you and your family, Mark. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Quick question for you, Mark. Driving a BMW X3 that I can't get the driver's window up. I can hear it clicking when touching the button, but no luck getting it to move. Is this a job for the dealer, or can I do it myself? Question mark. Thanks for your help, Ralph and Lori, listening every week here in Redding, California. And he says here, P.S. looks real good with the plastic covering. LOL. Not. Ralph, appreciate it. Yeah, you're Ralph and Lori there. Thank you. In Redding, California. That means let's do a shout-out. First up, we're going to take a little short break. We'll come back and do a little shout-out to our... there's our shout-out horn. Woo! You, horn's back. We're going to do the shout-out and then fix Ralph and Lori. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the Race Car Studio.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is praising President Biden for preventing a catastrophic default.
President Biden has delivered a result that prevents us from our economy crashing and stops the extreme MAGA Republicans from triggering a job-killing recession.
The New York Democrat said on CBS's Face the Nation that enough Democrats will vote for the bill, but he wouldn't predict how many. Russia launched its biggest drone attack yet on Kiev overnight. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 52 of the 54 drones Russia fired at the city. Ukraine described it as a record attack with Ukrainian-made kamikaze drones. The Little Mermaid, Disney's live-action musical remake of the 1989 animated feature, is the new top movie in North America, earning $95.5 million in its first weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Car. 300,000 people were there to watch it. The Indianapolis 500. Got that question out for you. Two brands. Honda, Chevrolet. We're in the Indianapolis 500. Underneath the bonnet, underneath the hood, underneath the capsule. Honda, Chevrolet, Chevrolet, Honda. Which one is your favorite? Doesn't matter which one won, which one would be your favorite to win the Indianapolis 500 if you were the owner of the automobile? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's go to here, right here in the Idaho area, Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to Auto World. Hi, Greg.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Greg. You're listening to us on KBOI?
Yes, sir, I am.
Awesome.
Thank you. I think I got an answer for your with that one question that you put out.
The name one thing that these cars do not have.
How about turn signals?
They do not have turn signals, Greg. Absolutely right. The only turn signal there is on a NASCAR is the left arm.
and they can't
put the left arm out because of the net.
Yes.
Right?
That would definitely create a problem.
And then if they got tangled up. Yeah, they get tangled up, and then a little trivia with that. Richard Petty actually broke his left arm many times, Greg, when he was first started NASCAR because he had his arm out the window.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
There was no net. This is why the net came to be in the NASCARs, because of Richard Petty. and I think in the Indianapolis 500 car now, if they decided to, hey, we're going left, I think I'll put my left arm out. I think at that speed, at 230 miles an hour, I think the arm would probably break, wouldn't it?
I would
in the
say so, sir.
Yeah, in the wind. Well, Greg, let me ask you this. Congratulations. I've got a little detailed gift package for you. And you're listening to us on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. And I wanted to ask you this question, too. Which would be your favorite? If you owned one of those Indianapolis race cars, Honda or Chevrolet?
I would say Chevrolet.
Chevrolet? And do you have any reason why?
I'm just thinking more of an American-made car. Maybe it's built a little stronger.
Yeah. Well, isn't it kind of odd that we don't see the Ford brand in there, or the Nissan, or the Toyota?
That is true.
What do you drive right now? What brand do you drive right now? Chevrolet?
I do drive a Ford.
You drive a Ford?
Yeah.
Do you think it would last at 230 miles an hour and not overheat?
Couldn't tell you. I've never been that fast, but I would like to think it could, but I do not know.
Yeah. Are you driving a Ford truck?
A Ford F-150, yes, sir.
F-150, yeah. A new one then? Or a pretty... How old is it?
It's 2018. So
it's pretty
new.
Pretty new. Yeah. Yeah. No problems with it? You're doing good with it?
I've had no problems. It's more of a garage ornament than anything else. I just leave it in the garage all the time. I just have to tow my trailer. My daughter says it's probably the most expensive garage ornament we have.
Yeah, that's all right. What color is it?
It is black.
Black? Oh, yeah. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
And I've had no issues. I got the 5.0 in it, and it runs great and gets great gas mileage.
You did good, because there's not a problem with that 5.0. Now, have you heard, you don't have to worry about this, but, excuse me, Greg, do you know about the spark plugs blowing out of the other 5.4s?
I have heard that with the compression on the turbos. Yes, sir.
Yes. So you don't have a problem with that.
No. Yeah. So that's why a mechanic of mine said, hey, go old school, with a Mustang engine, and you won't have problems.
He did, and she did you right. Now, did you take that mechanic out to lunch yet? Because you need to. That was the best. That was the best advice.
Yeah.
Do seriously, and you'd be amazed what one lunch could get you in that repair shop bill. A lot lower.
There you go.
A lot lower. You get. You know.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah, because we do a. It takes a special tool. I do a lot of spark plug blowouts on those Fords, and you don't have to worry about it because you did listen to the mechanic. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Good job.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That makes me a little have a little bit more confidence. And that 5.0, yeah. I mean, shoot, I got a, 5,000-pound trailer, and it pulls it no problem up any grade. And so it's been really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not about the speed, is it?
No.
About, like,
go on.
Go ahead.
No, it goes up a grade, easily 60 miles an hour, and I have no issues with it. So I've been totally happy. I think the nicest thing on it is at 10 speed, and so it makes it where when I'm going down the grade, I really don't have to apply my brakes much, because you get the kind of like a Jake brake on a diesel engine. You just get the on the from the transmission that helps slow it down.
Yep. Yep, and the magic number is 10 speed. Isn't that amazing? Remember back in the day when we only had a 4 speed?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of mileage do you get with it, the towing, roughly? A tank gets you how far out of Boise?
When I tow, I'm probably getting about 13. So it's not the greatest, but shoot, when I'm not towing and I'm just driving highway, I'll get 20, 21 miles to the gallon.
Isn't that awesome for a full-size pickup truck?
Yes, yeah. A V8.
For a V8. And so you're really not thinking about an electric F-150 Lightning then, are you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're not thinking about trading it off for that F-150 Lightning all-electric EV truck, are you?
No, not at all, man. I've only got it's a 2018. I've only have about 10,000 miles on it, too, the truck. So it's still relatively brand new.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And black, so...
I'm going to say gasoline is gas if I can help it.
Yep. Well, I love...
electric.
Yeah, and I love, we're kind of like doing an Auto World poll, you know, everyone we talk to in my life, you know, I'm asking, and just because I get asked a lot, Greg, about what do people think about this? And mm-hmm. and that's, I feel really good because I'm like the tool that we all pull out every week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know, it's, you know, percentage rate, it's probably 50% for, 50% against right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's going up on the electric side, though.
Yeah, no, so. I'm, even though, like, within California, they have the rolling blackouts and everything, and, I mean, so then that's just going to be one more thing people can say, oh, you can't drive because we don't have power to recharge you. And so I like
right.
a little bit of that freedom to do what I want, when I want, how I want.
Yep. And did you hear what I was talking about in the first hour with Ford teaming up with Tesla?
No, I did not hear that part.
Yeah, Tesla, Ford has actually opened the door. They're teaming up, forming a partnership with Tesla. So all their Ford products that will be turning, that are EV and are electric and going to be in the future electric, are going to be able to back into the Tesla charge superchargers.
Huh.
Isn't that something? What we are living in a time where another car manufacturer is teaming up with another car manufacturer to help both parties. Or is it really helping? Because if you got a Tesla owner and you're backed in there with your Ford truck, that Tesla owner might be a little bit hot under the collar.
Right, right.
You never know. Yeah. Hey, Greg, hang on if you would. We're going to do a short break. Hang on if you would. And Axelrod Alex will get your address, and I've got a nice little gift for you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in to Auto World, and no turn signals. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
All right.
The Carolina Squat? Oh, come on. Yeah, it's coming up next.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. The official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World. Before we go on and help Ralph and Lori right there in Redding, California, I have something for you.
There's not another car that's on the road. It's just me and that yellow light. I've been driving all day on this stop of gas, and I'll drive right through the night.
Indy 500. Passing cars was what it takes. At 234 miles an hour was the top speed, all-time record. Now let's go back to Redding, California and help Ralph and Lori. Ralph, just read his email here again. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you and your family. Mark, thank you again. Quick question for you, Mark. Driving a BMW X3 that he says, I can't get the driver's window up. Ralph states here, I can hear it clicking when touching the button, but no luck getting it to move. Is this job for the dealer, or can I do it myself? Thanks for your help, Ralph and Lori. They're listening to us every week, and thank you for that, here in Redding, California. So, and he said, P.S., looks real good with the plastic covering. Laughed out loud. Not. Let's get that plastic covering off that X3. Almost said X5. X3. Let's do a shout out, though, to our great Auto World affiliate, radio affiliate there in Redding, California. Yes, yes, our shout out horns is working good. KRAC AM 1370. AM 1370, Singleton, Cottonwood, Red Bluff, Redding, California, and all of you in between the towns and around, thank you for tuning in and listening on KRAC. KRAC AM 1370, right there in Redding, California. Ralph, you can do this job yourself. You can. Do not take it to the dealer. Here's what's going on. First off, we need some tools. Now, the first tool you need, you have torque bits. You need some torque bits. I think it's a torque bit 12. But you need a plastic spoon. It's basically a flat, go into Harbor Freight and buy their plastic interior trim panel tools. They're plastic. They're real thin because it's like a knife, but it's plastic. Because you've got to pop off where the door handle is. You've got to pop off that trim behind that, which is looks like wood grain. That's plastic. You've got to pop that out, and there will be a torque bit there. There will be a torque bit where it says airbag. Pull that airbag plug out, and don't be afraid of it. There's a torque bit hiding behind that little plastic cover. That's why they put the plastic cover on there to hide the head of the bolt. But first, though, Ralph, since we're dealing with an airbag in that driver's door, and if to make sure you have an airbag, when you open the door, you'll see the word airbag on that little plastic tab right below the lock that goes up and down, you know, the manual lock thing. Thingamajigger, you'll see the word airbag. So if you see the word airbag, you have to stop in your tracks. You're going to have to get a battery memory saver. You're going to have to get an additional 12-volt system, like a jumper box. You're going to have to go to the back of your X3 where the battery is sitting and underneath the spare tire. Pull the spare tire out. Get all of the wife's goodies and stuff. Get Lori's things out of the back of the vehicle there so you can get to the trap door where the spare tire is. Get the spare tire out. Then you're going to have to undo the 10-millimeter socket, undo the big drum that's up on top of the battery. Undo that. At that point, you'll see the positive and the negative. Now, you're going to have to put a battery memory saver on the OBD2 port and have it plugged into a 12-volt additional jumper box to keep the computer alive while you're doing the operation into the driver's door. So, all these tools, battery memory saver plugged into a 12-volt jumper box sitting on the driver's floorboard. Go back, undo the battery cable then. Come back to the driver's door. Start pop. It just pops off the panel with like three torque bit screws, Ralph. And once you get that all out, pop that straight out. Don't lift up. BMW, most American cars, of course, they want you to lift up where that door panel is slid into the glass channel. You can't lift this up. It's designed to pop towards you. Pop that out of there. But first, why am I disconnecting the battery? Because we're dealing with an airbag. I don't want it to go off on you, Ralph, while you're dealing with the side panel on the driver's door. Here's the only thing that's wrong with your window, and this is why it's not coming back up. There's a train track in there with plastic teeth on it. More than likely, it's okay. But BMW, the window's going to be down like you just stated. You're going to see a plastic insert. There's going to be machined holes into the glass from the factory. But it has a plastic insert in that machine hole. There's a bolt that runs through that to the track. And when you run that bolt through there, it expands the plastic piece and it holds the glass tight up against the track, causing the window to go up and down just fine. Now, your plastic piece is broke on the back of the glass, not the front, on the back. That's where they usually break. So that $3.12 part from the dealer parts only, is what's more than likely what's wrong. So you have to go through all that work, have a memory saver, have an additional battery, 12-volt jumper box, go back and undo the battery. You got to do all of that and get those plastic spoons, interior trim panel tools from Harbor Freight, $12.95. You have to have all that in order to put a $3.12 part in. And your window will go up and down. So there's a touch and a taste, I guess, Ralph. You can do it all yourself. I mean, it's not something real technical, but you have to spend some money in order to do it yourself. So if you don't want to do all that, say hello to about $600-some-plus to get that $3.12 $3.12 part replaced by the dealer. Again, it's the knowledge that costs money. And I hope that I've given you enough information to help you through that, to put that, well, $650 back in your pocket. Take Lori out to dinner. Hope that helps. Remember, you can always go back on my podcast to get all that again, okay? And how to do that, you can go to, just Google Auto World Mark Evans, find our podcast there, or you can go to GCNlive.com or our website there, Genesis Communications Network, and just go to Auto World, and you'll see the little tab there. You just push tab, tick, click on that that word that says podcast. Hopefully that helps. See, that's the thing. Thanks, Ralph and Lori. And again, send me back your address where I can send you out a little gift bag, because we're going to get that sent out to you. And we'll make that X3 smelling good and looking good. In fact, I've got now some leather. I know you have leather in that X3, so you're going to get some Meguiar's leather conditioner. Rub it on, rub it in, and leave it sit. Do not wipe it off as soon as possible. Put it on. Let it soak into that leather. About a half hour. Do it in the shade. Come back with the terry cloth towel and polish it down, and you'll love it, literally. Your leather will last forever. Well, look at there. The garage door is going down. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Third hour, go to GCNlive.com. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.